Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your pension is with Zurich. Visit Zurich.ie and find out more.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
The government has said it expects tents will be used to accommodate new arrivals from Ukraine and some of those moving out of student accommodation. This is due to a significant shortfall, it says, in the number of available beds provided by the state. In another development today, the Department of Integration says it has found an additional site for the accommodation of Ukrainian refugees in Stradbally in County Laois. It says it's now working with the operators of the Electric Picnic Festival to reuse the high-quality tented structures from there after the festival finishes. They will be used to accommodate Ukrainian refugees from next Wednesday. Well, for more on all of this, we're joined now by Nick Henderson, CEO of the Irish Refugee Council. Nick, thank you for joining us. I might get your reaction first to that news that the Department of Integration plans to use tented structures from Electric Picnic.
Yeah, in our opinion, we do not believe that tents, really in any form, are an appropriate place to accommodate people, particularly people who have fled the war in Ukraine or elsewhere around the world. I don't have the details on what exactly is being offered at and after Electric Picnic, but one would imagine that the structures there are very good for a weekend's festival, but not necessarily for a longer term use. But it remains to be seen, and we may get more details last week. But ultimately, I don't think it would change our opinion, and our opinion is based on working with people who have been in tents, visiting tents, and reports from people in tents as recently as just this, as the beginning of the week, at one location where they are fundamentally inappropriate for people to be placed and located.
Can you tell us a bit more about that location?
I won't tell you where it is, but it's this currently. What's being proposed this week is refugees from Ukraine would be accommodated in tents. But it's important to remember that since the beginning of the year, and indeed really since autumn of last year, there was a break in December during a very cold snap where people were taken out of tents. But from the beginning of the year, certainly international protection applicants have been accommodated in tents. And I checked the figures today, and as of the 27th of August, there are 256 protection applicants in tents in three locations. And it's in one of those locations, and it doesn't surprise us at all, really, in one of those locations. It's a newer location, so there may be teething problems, but the reports there are quite disturbing. It's around things like 8 people being accommodated in one tent, one plug, relatively inadequate camp beds, drafty, windy, and wind and rain can get in, things like that. So we'll be visiting next week. But that and also our experience last year and working with people really do reinforce our message that they're just not appropriate places for people to be accommodated. We recognize all the work being done by civil servants over the summer and recognize the amount of people being accommodated, but it just cannot be a choice that we make and take.
Yeah, well, I suppose the government is saying it's not a choice. It's not a choice. It's the only choice. You know, I mean, they did take the step, or the Ukrainian embassy took the step, I think it was last week, to tell Ukrainian refugees not to come here at all because we had no space. But they are still coming in pretty significant numbers. You know, what do you say to that government argument that this is simply the best we can do?
Yeah, a lot's been done, but I think we can certainly do more than tents, and certainly more than what seems to be very last-minute decisions about using accommodation after the Electric Picnic. We would have three big messages, and we've repeatedly put these to government, and they have listened to an extent, but our messages are, firstly, long and medium-term accommodation. There are good ideas around out there around modular and so forth, but the big challenge and barrier has been scaling those ideas. Secondly, it's around assisting people to move out of hospitality accommodation, which may allow some through flow. That's not easy. That's very difficult, as we know, because of the private rented sector, but things could change there. 67% of all refugees from Ukraine are still being accommodated in the hospitality accommodation. So things like HAP, which so far hasn't been on the table, really difficult to find a property at HAP rate, but it could be an option for people. And then thirdly, the immediate situation, at least as far back in May, there was significant capacity in what are called rest centres, which are local authority rest centres for Ukraine. In May, there was... Okay. about 1,200 beds there. We don't know if those are being used. And then we also do continue to hear reports of offers and not being drawn down. And I'm sure the state will say that's because they don't have capacity. And if that's the case, it's obvious that civil servants and other government departments need to get involved.
We have to leave you there for this evening, Nick. We will be in touch. For joining us, that's Nick Henderson, CEO of the Irish Refugee Council.